Well, I don't intend that it will interfere with the very good relationships that we've enjoyed with all the four unions we deal with. So we have written to them before these notices come out, asking them to meet with us to discuss the full implications of their notice, and we've put all other business on hold so that basically we don't do anything that would be seen to cut across the particular objectives they have. So I'll be sitting down just to see what the notice about the non-cover for vacant posts, the work to rule issues in relation to sticking to normal working times and so forth will have on meetings, for example, that take place out of working hours and all of that. That all has to be worked through, and we'll obviously have to talk to the elected members about that.
In impact notice, at the very least, they say a lot of these things are, you know, without the union's agreement. So does that mean that perhaps they're given a little bit of wiggle room on the ground?
I wouldn't like to presume anything yet. Clearly, what we're going to do is to take each issue in turn to see what the implications will be. Clearly, with the moratorium, there are posts sitting vacant and there's work there that has to be covered. That's one issue that has to be looked at. The other is, as I said, meetings, maybe local authority meetings that take place outside of normal finishing times. Who's going to service those? That has to be figured out, and we need to talk to the elected members about that. And quite clearly, we have to look at out-of-hours cover as well for some services.